and life cam web cameras. Feel the difference great hardware can make with Microsoft's wireless mice, ergonomic keyboards, and high-definition web cameras. Learn more at Microsoft.ca. So if you haven't heard from my cracking voice, I just got back from vacation. I was in the Dominican with my family, and we got back in the middle of the night Friday. In the middle of the night, so it was actually Saturday morning, about 3:30 in the morning. Great for the 5-year-olds and 3-year-old. Actually, they were quite good. We had a great time, despite now catching up on my sleep and all that. And funny enough, I didn't have much of a tech withdrawal like I thought I would have throughout the week. Perhaps it's because I did bring my laptop, admittedly, though it was used primarily to play movies for the kids while winding down in the hotel room. I also brought my MP3 player to listen to music near the pool or at the beach, but with 3 little kids, I hardly got a chance to even hear one song, honestly. So the only thing I used a lot on this trip that was techie was a high-definition camcorder that I borrowed from my friends at Sanyo. It's called the Zacti, and that's Zacti with an X, X-A-C-T-I, HD-1000. It's billed as the world's smallest and lightest camcorder, capable of shooting in full HD, full high definition. So that means up to 1,080 lines of resolution on a TV screen, if your TV can support that, an HD TV. And the form factor worked out great, this tiny little camcorder that fits in your fist, because it was so compact, I can bring it with me anywhere. I wasn't reluctant to bring it with me anywhere we went as a family on this vacation. I just had to be careful near the beach. It's not waterproof, even though Sanyo does have a waterproof camcorder. So instead of lugging a big heavy thing, this tiny little HD camcorder was awesome. Again, it's called the Sanyo Zacti HD-1000. And it records onto teeny little postage stamp size memory cards instead of, you know, big tapes or DVDs. But overall, it was a pretty techless holiday, which is, I think, what I needed. So this week, I'm likely going to go overboard with my gadgets, which is a good thing since I came home to boxes and boxes of new stuff to play around with. My day gig, if you don't know, is I'm a freelance writer, and people send me products directly to my house, whether it's gadgets and video games, DVDs, right to my home office. So I do all my I can evaluate as many as I can for as many publications as I can, or talk about it on the radio like CFRB or on Global TV. And I came home to some pretty cool stuff that I'm certainly going to sink my paws into this week. I got the new Rock Band video game, which I'll talk about this hour. This is awesome. It's not just a game. It comes with a collapsible drum kit and a guitar and a microphone that you plug into your game system and jam with your friends in front of the same TV or over the internet. Awesome. I got a Palm Trio 755p smartphone to play around with, and these virtual reality-like glasses that I need to review for the National Post and some other stuff. Okay, so speaking of great gadgets, let's talk about today's Tech Talk from now till 1 p.m. Last week, we talked about shopping online with eBay, some tips on getting the most out of your holiday shopping. Last week, we also talked with Panasonic about what's new in digital cameras in case you're looking to buy one for yourself to capture memories this upcoming holiday season, or as a gift for a loved one. So today, I'd like to continue our pre-holiday series of Tech Talk shows with a look at some of the best gadgets of the year. And I'd like to hear your favorite gadgets of the year. What piece of tech did you buy in 2007 that you absolutely love? And I'll share you some of the highlights for me, but we'll take your calls so you can tell the rest of the GTA what your favorite gadgets are. Or if you have questions about a product that you want to buy over the holidays, you can call and ask me what to look for when you're shopping for, say, an MP3 player or camera or computer or TV, and I'll do my best to answer you as well. And you can win some gadgets and games for calling in today, which I'll tell you about in a moment. The numbers to reach us on News Talk 1010 are 416-872-1010, toll-free 1-800-561-CFRB, or star 8255 on your cell phone. Again, in the Toronto area, 416-872-1010. Toll-free 1-800-561-CFRB or star 8255, that spells TALK, T-A-L-K, on your cell phone, and that's free as well. So here's what we're going to do for prizes. If you call in and tell me your favorite gadget of the year, I will give the first caller after the 12:30 break, rather, I'll give the first caller after the 12:30 break a 3-pack prize. It'll be a Microsoft wireless mouse. It's called the Notebook Mouse 6000, a tiny little mouse that's great to travel with. Or if you have young kids, it's a smaller mouse, so it's great for your hand. for their little hands. It's a wireless notebook, Laser Mouse 6000, and two games for the computer, for the PC, the Windows PC. It's Bejeweled 2 Deluxe and Zuma Deluxe, two little puzzle games that won multiple Game of the Year awards in the casual gaming space. These are games that you play on your computer. They're ideal for all ages, and you're going to win the two games and the wireless mouse, the first caller after 12:30. Then the last caller before 1 p.m. is going to win another three-pack. Again, this is just a random. Whoever gets on, you know, whoever gets on that last call is going to win. It's going to be a copy of Microsoft Office Home and Student 2007. This includes Microsoft Word, the latest Word, the latest Excel, PowerPoint, and OneNote. This retails for $179.99 in the stores. And the regular version of Office, it could go up to $900 for all of those productivity programs. But we're going to give you this for free, the Microsoft Office Home and Student Edition, along with a copy of Bejeweled 2 Deluxe and Zuma Deluxe, those two puzzle games, to the last caller before 1 p.m. So start calling, get in on the queue, tell me your favorite gadgets of the year. I'll share you some of mine, and we'll have some fun. 416-872-1010, 1-800-561-CFRB, star 8255 on your cell phone. You know, it's funny, now that I've gone on vacation with my family, I'm ready for a vacation. Looking after three kids, 5, 5, and 3, running around. You know, my wife and I are just exhausted. Although we did summon the help from our parents, we also went with my mom and dad and my wife's mom and aunt, and that was a lot of fun. So there's 9 of us in the Dominican. Great vacation. But I apologize in advance for my crackling voice. I still catching up on my sleep from traveling back home to Toronto this weekend. And thankfully, we weren't caught in that Air Canada debacle with the computers down and all that. But hey, that's the way it goes. All right, you know what? Let's go to the first caller. And then after this short break, I'm going to share you some of my favorite tech gadgets and start giving away some prizes after the 12:30 break. But let's go to Virginia in Toronto. Hey, Virginia, you're on News Talk 1010.
Hi. I went to Europe. I went to Pompeii, and I bought a book. And inside the book was a CD.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband was about to watch it last night, and it didn't work. And it wasn't compatible.
That's right. So you're probably talking about a DVD. And right. that's because DVD companies, they do something called region encoding,
yes.
Which means that if you buy it, there's, I think, 7 different regions around the world, and they only work on players purchased in that region unless you buy what's called a region-free DVD player. So the good news is, for Virginia, you'll be able to watch that DVD on a computer.
Oh.
So if you have a computer with a DVD ROM drive,
yes.
Most of the time, maybe not 100% of the time, most of the time you'll be able to watch a DVD regardless of the region you purchased it in. Or, at the very least, in the program that you use to watch the DVD on your computer, you might need to make a little adjustment, like a little selection for, you know, Europe or PAL and NTSC or some other region. But usually you don't. For a computer. But on a DVD player, your player will only read DVDs from the North American region. So, yeah, that's something they call region encoding, and that's designed to help, there's a few reasons, but the main reason is to help curb piracy, which is, by definition, the illegal copying and or distribution of copyrighted material. So that's why they do it. Sorry, Virginia, but you can at least watch it on a computer. We got to take a short break. When we return, more on the best gadgets of the year with Tech Talk. But now the time is 12:18. Let's check in with the CFRB Pizza All-Day Traffic Center. Ready to get your geek on? Well, we're here to talk about technology for the hour. Actually, as we say on this show, we're geek meets chic. Because now what's nerdy is now cool. As my voice cracks as I say that. We are talking about the coolest gadgets of the year. I just talked to Jill Melboff, our wonderful screener, and Dwayne Bishop, our tech op. Their favorite tech of the year, for Dwayne, it was his Facebook. His favorite. It doesn't have to be a gadget, by the way, if you're calling in to share your favorite tech of the year, is Facebook. Great pick. I would say that's one of my favorite tech of 2007 as well as his Xbox 360, and that box does rock. I do like it better than the PS3 and the Wii. And if you haven't played Mass Effect, you got to go out and buy that game. That was developed in Edmonton at a company called BioWare. It's out now. And Jill, her favorite gadget of the year is the iPod, but she needs a new one, strongly hinting, because she said, I don't know, she dropped it or something. But one of my favorite gadgets of the year is the iPod Touch. And I know that some other people have questions about iPods. That's what we're talking about this hour, is your favorite piece of tech of 2007. Share with me what it is, or ask me a question if you're looking to buy some tech this year for the holidays, and I'll help you out. And you're going to win some prizes for doing so. I'll tell you what those are again in a moment. 416-872-1010, 1-800-561-CFRB, star 8255 on your cell phone. Add us to your speed dial. And the first caller after the 12:30 break is going to win a three-pack prize. It's going to be a wireless mouse from Microsoft, the Notebook Wireless Mouse 6000, with two games, Bejeweled 2 Deluxe and Zuma Deluxe, two family-friendly puzzle games for the Windows PC. And the last caller before 1 p.m. is going to win Microsoft Office Home and Student Edition 2007, worth $180. It's got Microsoft Word, Excel, PowerPoint, and OneNote, and two games as well. So we've got two prize packs this hour. And that's just for calling. A little thank you from all of us here at Tech Talk. As we get ready for the all-important holiday season, let's go to Laura in Burlington, because I think she wants to ask a question about iPods. Hi, Laura. You're on News Talk 1010. Oh, our lines are down. Looks like all of our computers are down. Okay. I'm not sure if we're still on the air, right? Okay. Let's try that again. Okay, looks like we dropped our lines, but I think Laura had a question about the iPod Touch. She asked for what's the best deal on an iPod. I think all of our lines have crashed, but let me answer that question on the air. Anyhow, Laura, if you're still listening, there are different kinds of iPods. And let's just step back and explain what an iPod is again. It's a portable music player. So you download music from the internet, or you take songs from your CDs and copy them over to your computer, and then you connect this little pocket-sized music player to your computer. An iPod is the most popular example of an MP3 player, and you just copy the music over with your mouse, and you unplug and you go. So an MP3 is just a little file, a little music file. It's an audio file, actually, that is small enough so you can fit hundreds, if not thousands, of songs on something the size of your thumb, basically. Or some of the bigger iPods have screens with video, so you can also watch, look at photos or watch movies and TV shows. But so the iPod and the MP3 are often used synonymously. So iPod is kind of like the Kleenex, if you will, of MP3 players. But there are other great companies that make them, like Samsung and Creative and SanDisk. So which iPod is for you, Laura? Well, there's three flavors of iPods right now. There's the iPod Shuffle, which is tiny. And it's about the size of like a matchbook. Clip it to your clothes and you can go jogging with it. Super light. That's called the iPod Shuffle. It's under $100. Then there's the iPod Nano, which is a little bit bigger, and it has a color screen, so you can look at photos and videos and listen to music. And then there's the iPod, so the iPod Video, which is two flavors of those. One has a huge hard drive, so you can fit like 20, 30,000 songs on them. And then there's the iPod Touch, which is one of my favorite products of the year. It is a very thin, flat, big screen, well, you know, it's like 2.5 inches or so, a high-quality iPod with the built-in tilt sensor, so you can use your finger to navigate throughout all your music and photos, tilt it sideways, flips to widescreen view automatically. It's a gorgeous little iPod. So there's actually four, I stand corrected, just four different kinds of iPods. You can go to apple.ca to check out prices, but a great question nevertheless. So thanks, Laura, for that one. Not sure if we've got people on the line still, but let's talk to Bill. Nope, still not working yet. So then while we're waiting for the lines to, while we're waiting to fix this tech problem, let me share with you some of my favorite gadgets of the year. I talked about a game that I recently received that, and we will do, by the way, we will have a Tech Talk show in the coming weeks solely devoted to the best games of 2007. Today is the first of two parts of gadgets, but we will do games too. But let me talk a bit about Rock Band. You've probably heard about these Guitar Hero games that ship with a guitar that, if it's not wireless, it plugs into your Xbox or PlayStation or Wii, and it lets you play along by pressing the right buttons at the correct time with popular rock songs from yesterday or today. And Rock Band takes it one step further by including a drum kit, a guitar, and a microphone that you all plug into the game system like an Xbox 360, pop in the game, and you can play along with these famous rock songs from yesteryear or some of today's hits. And again, the whole idea behind the game, they're called rhythm games because you have to play the right note at the right time according to what's shown on screen. And it's a blast because it's this social phenomenon that, you know, games are often a very solitary experience, but games like Guitar Hero and Rock Band let you play with your friends beside one another and even over the internet. You can jam with your brother who lives in Vancouver or your sister who lives in Los Angeles at the same time. And you know, the whole idea behind the game is that you want your band to go from rags to riches. So from a small venue to a stadium. Great stuff. So Rock Band, two swollen thumbs up for that game. Check it out at rockband.com. All right, we got to take a short break. When we return, more with Tech Talk and more of your calls. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Tech Talk. This show is sponsored by Microsoft Hardware, including its award-winning line of mice, keyboards, and LifeCam web cameras. Feel the difference great hardware can make with Microsoft's wireless mice, ergonomic keyboards, and high-definition web cameras. Learn more at Microsoft.ca. Well, today on Tech Talk, we're chatting about the best tech of 2007. It's the second of what will be a few pre-holiday shows devoted to technology. Today, we're talking about the best of the year. I forgot to mention earlier, Dwayne Bishop, our tech operator, said that his favorite tech of the year, along with the Xbox 360, was Facebook. And I always promise that this show is a plain English guide to technology. Even if you're not familiar with technology, the whole idea is for you to learn about it. So I failed to explain what Facebook is in case you've never heard the word or you've heard it, but you have no idea what it is. In a nutshell, Facebook is a social networking website whereby you create your own profile page and you can put a picture of yourself, your likes and dislikes, your birthday, or whatever. And the whole idea is that you can add friends online, and you're creating this sort of web of friends, 6 degrees of separation, if you will, like the old Kevin Bacon film. And you can read about what your friends are doing. You can post pictures online. And basically, you can read your friends' pages and see who their friends are and add them as a friend. And so it's been this huge phenomenon, as you've probably heard. And it's frankly, it's a lot of fun. My wife signed me up. I was reluctant to do so. And my wife signed me up, and it's been a blast. Great connecting with old friends from high school and camp and whatnot. So that's one of Dwayne Bishop's best tech of the year. I'd love to hear from you. What do you absolutely love that you bought this year? What's your best of 2007? And I'm sharing mine as well. The first caller who gets through is going to win our first prize pack, a wireless mouse from Microsoft, the Notebook Mouse 6000, along with two games for the PC, puzzle games, Zuma Deluxe and Bejeweled 2. Very addictive. They should come with a crowbar to pry you away from the computer. And then the last caller before one is going to win a copy of Microsoft Office Home and Student 2007 with two games as well. And that prize pack's worth about $250, the last one. 416-872-1010, 1-800-561-CFRB, star 8255 on your cell phone. Let's go to Faizan from Mississauga. Faizan, what's your favorite gadget of 2007?
Well, I thought mine would be the BlackBerry, but then I thought about it. It's my Xbox 360, everything from Halo 3, Xbox Live, playing Guitar Hero, like you mentioned.
Yeah.
I can't wait to play this
Rock
the band that just came out.
Oh, yeah, Rock Band. Yeah, if you liked Guitar Hero, you'll love Rock Band. And, you know, the Xbox 360 had a great year. BioShock was one of my favorite games of the year.
Exactly.
Assassin's Creed is, that's also on the PlayStation 3, but what a great game from Ubisoft in Montreal. And and all the sports games like hockey and basketball. Thanks for sharing that. And the BlackBerry is one of my favorite as well. Faizan, you are the winner of our first prize pack. So congratulations to you.
All right, thanks.
And if you like games, you'll certainly like Zuma and Bejeweled 2 and that little wireless mouse to play them on. Great stuff. Don't forget, we have a bigger prize pack to give to the last caller before 1 p.m. So call in to get in on the queue. Hey, I just want to digress for a second. We've been talking about the best gadgets of the year on MSN.ca, one of the publications I contribute to. And by the way, you can download Tech Talk shows from MSN.ca. I wrote recently the part two of an article that I wrote earlier this year on the best dollar store gadgets for $1. So I'm not going to say they're the best gadgets of the year. You know, they're $1, all right? But even if it was $1.50 or $2, you know how some dollar stores have gadgets that are a little bit more than $1, I didn't include them. I stuck to my $1 maximum, of course, tax excluded. But here are some of my top picks. A hands-free headset for your cell phone from Chateau. And I went, by the way, to stores in and around the GTA. I've got little earphones that surprisingly had fairly good sound. They were no-name from the Dollarama stores, and they had volume control on the earpiece itself. So mini little stereo earphones, a clip-on reading light for $1. If you're buying a reading light for your, if you like to read in bed and you don't want to disturb your significant other, you don't need to spend $30 at a bookstore for a reading light. You can get a nice little clamp-on one for $1. Spy ear. This is neat. It looks like a little radio with earbuds, like little earphones, but it actually allows you to hear the TV clear if you're a little hard of hearing, or as advertised on the packaging, lets you eavesdrop on nearby conversations. It's a dollar toy for children ages 8 and over. And it comes with, not only does it come with the batteries that you need, but an extra set, an extra two as well. What else? Yeah, that's basically it. A laser pointer, a computer microphone from a company called Wellson for $1. So if you want to chat with friends and family around the world for free using programs like Windows Live Messenger or Skype, a computer microphone is what you'll need. And that's also at the dollar store. So if you want to read that article, go to msn.ca and click on Tech and Gadgets. And you'll be able to read that article. Or if you want to download Tech Talk shows, go to msn.ca and you can listen to Tech Talk on your MP3 player. Let's go to Ian from downtown. Ian, what's your favorite tech of the year, my friend?
GPS.
Yeah, which one do you have?
Garmin.
Okay, and you like it?
Oh, yeah, it's fantastic. I drive all day for a living, and this is the best gadget that I ever bought.
Garmin is definitely the leader in GPS units. They have, to me, they have the easiest interface to use, using your finger to type where you're going.
Exactly.
And the most accurate maps. Now, I know that there's two companies that sell maps to everybody, but for some reason, the Garmin ones have never got me lost, whereas other companies, and it does require some updating over time, but...
yes, that's the one question I want to know. How can I upgrade it?
Yeah, so I think Garmin offers, free updates for a certain amount of time. It might be 24 months. I'm going to look into that. That's a good question because I recently had that as well, and I thought I did get an answer to that. Usually, you would connect it to your computer through its USB port and download updates if it requires one, but they don't, frankly, they don't update them too often. And that's the one benefit if you've got, and thanks for the call, Ian. That's the one benefit to getting GPS on your cell phone. I use a program, I don't really use it that often because I have a standalone GPS unit, but there's a program called Telenav that costs about $10 a month that you can get on supported Blackberries and cell phones that updates its maps for more frequently. And it's right on your cell phone, so it's convenient because it's a two-in-one product. But frankly, I don't know about you. We should maybe devote this to a future Tech Talk episode. Do you like these gadgets that do everything, like a Swiss Army knife, or do you like to segregate them? To me, I don't use my phone as an MP3 player, and I don't know. I like to separate stuff. I know it means, walking around with like a bat belt of gadgets, I don't want my camera to be my phone, and I don't want my camcorder to be my MP3 player, and I don't know. I just like that separately. Maybe we'll do that for a future episode. You know who's been waiting on the phone the longest? Bonnie from Thornhill, and I'm sorry about that, Bonnie. Thanks for calling. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do. I have a JVC Avario HDD camcorder.
Yep.
And I bought it in Thailand, and I can't play it on our TV.
Okay, so you're sure, before we get into the differences between the countries, you sure you connected it properly with the cables?
Yes.
Okay, so there might be a setting in the options menu, and I don't know if you've done this yet, but you go into the options menu and you can select, I don't know if Thailand's NTSC or PAL, but you might need to just play around with the video output settings to be able to see it on your television. Now, the good news is that if you want to connect it to your computer so you can edit the camcorder footage by, deleting the unwanted parts and maybe adding some special effects or music and then burning a DVD, that will work fine. Then you can play the DVD on your computer. So there is a way around it. But it's probably, in order to connect your camcorder to the TV to watch it directly, it's probably just a matter of, if you've used the correct cables in the right way, then it's probably just a couple of options in your video output settings. So try that, Bonnie. Otherwise, send me an email, techtalk@cfrb.com, if that doesn't work. But you can always connect it to your computer, do a little bit of editing, burn a DVD, and that'll be fine. Hey, we got to take another short break. It's 12:40. When we return, we're going to go back to the calls to hear your favorite gadgets of 2007. And of course, get ready for our big prize pack giveaway just before 1 p.m. We'll be right back with more Tech Talk. Oh, yeah. 12:41 on the button. Time for the CFRB Pizza All Day Traffic Center. Hey, welcome back to Tech Talk. We are chatting about the best gadgets of 2007 or just the best tech of the year. It could be a website. It could be some software. It could be a game. So feel free to call in and share with the rest of the GTA what your favorite piece of technology is from 2007. This is the second of what will be a few pre-holiday Tech Talk shows devoted to the best of the year and some, of course, shopping guides. And last week we talked with eBay about what to, you know, some do's and don'ts in shopping over the internet this holiday season. 416-872-1010 if you have a question or comment. 1-800-561-CFRB if you're outside of the GTA area. Or *8255 on your cell phone. Would love to hear from you. The last caller before 1 p.m. is going to win our second grand prize. Microsoft Office Home and Student 2007. This suite contains Microsoft's Word 2007. That's a word processing program, great for school or just regular work. Excel, which is a great program for spreadsheets. PowerPoint for presentations, and OneNote, which is a great little application, which is very popular for tablet PC users, the ones that look like a little clipboard, but it's a computer. We're going to give that away with two games for the computer, Bejeweled 2 and Zuma Deluxe. And those two games, those three products are going to go away to the last, go to the last caller before 1 p.m. just for, you know, good timing for getting in on the queue. 416-872-1010, 1-800-561-CFRB, *8255 on your cell phone. We got lots of calls to get to, so let's just bang through them. We'll go to Ian in Whitby. Hi, Ian.
Hi, Mark. I got to vote for the BlackBerry World Phone as the gadget of the year.
Great. That's what I use. It's the 8830, and that's for both. Do you want to explain to our listeners why it's called the World Phone?
Well, it's the World Phone for me is the GPS function, where you can see where you are in real time no matter where you go. And that's the thing I vote for. The email's always been great, but the GPS function is just amazing.
And the other reason why it's called the World Phone is because this phone is provided by both Bell, the one that's who I'm with, and TELUS. And traditionally, those two cell carriers, Bell and TELUS, operate on what's called the CDMA wireless network, which is great for calls within North America, but it won't work in many other countries that use what's called GSM wireless networks. So what's the reason why this is called the BlackBerry World Phone is that it's the first that has both CDMA and GSM built in.
Well, I didn't even realize that.
Yeah, it does. It does. So it takes a little SIM card in the back should you travel to Europe or Asia or other parts of the world. And that's why it's called the BlackBerry World Edition phone, as well as the GPS functionality that you talked about. So I'm trying to look at the pricing. I think it's $299 on a 3-year commitment with
that's
both.
That's on Bell. Yeah, that's on Bell right now.
Right. And I think TELUS is comparable as well. So if you do travel and you aren't with Rogers, which is GSM, so that will work around the world in about 190 countries, then, and that's for the for phone calls. It's about half that for data, so like email. Then you can go with this World Edition BlackBerry. Thanks for sharing that with us, Ian. That is one of my favorite gadgets of the year as well. I love BlackBerry products. Another great Canadian company, Research in Motion in Waterloo. Let's go. You know what? We got to take one more short break. Boy, that goes by fast. One more short break. When we return, more calls and, of course, giving away our prize. We'll be right back with more Tech Talk. Welcome back to Tech Talk. This show is sponsored by Microsoft Hardware, including its award-winning line of mice, keyboards, and LifeCam web cameras. Feel the difference great hardware can make with Microsoft's wireless mice, ergonomic keyboards, and high-definition webcams. Learn more at Microsoft.ca. Speaking of great hardware, we are talking about the best gadgets of the year. Boys love their toys, and so do many women as well. If my email is any indication, lots of CFRB listeners who email me asking about the latest MP3 players and cameras. It's not just from guys. It's not just for guys. In fact, believe it or not, more women buy technology than men. 56% of all technology purchase in the U.S. is by women. Yes, it's true. So I'm asking you, our valued listeners, what's your favorite gadgets and other technology of the year? Maybe it's Facebook. Maybe it's an MP3 player. Maybe it's a camcorder. And the last caller of the day is going to win the Microsoft Office bundle with two games as well. And just for calling in, 416-872-1010, 1-800-561-CFRB, *8255. We have another 5 minutes before we give away the prize. So let's go to Lillian on the line. Hi, Lillian. You're on News Talk 1010. Hi there.
How are you?
Sure. How are you, dear?
Quick question, and this is off the topic. My grandson wrote a letter to Santa Claus asking for an Xbox 360.
Yeah.
I saw one advertised in one of the newspaper flyers along with the wireless controller.
Right.
It's $299 and $60 for the wireless controller, and I was just wondering whether or not
it's a
fair price to pay for it.
That's a good deal. This is the latest Xbox that's called the Xbox 360 Arcade.
Yeah, that's what it's called,
It's a great deal because it's the cheapest, it's the least expensive Xbox out of all of them, and it comes with 5 games.
Really?
But one thing you should be aware of is that it comes with a little memory unit. It's like a, if you want to think of it as a memory stick, and not a hard drive, which is which snaps on the top of an Xbox that can store all the downloadable games and movies soon, and music and all that. So it doesn't come with a hard drive, but you can always buy that later.
Okay.
So that's a great deal. And yes, a wireless controller is about $59, and they have them now in blue and pink as well.
Really?
And it's about $10 less for a wired controller. So for $10 more, I would go with the wireless ones. And again, they have pink, white, or blue, and they are $59 from all the local electronics stores. So it's not a, it's a great deal for, I mean, it's not, I wouldn't say it's a deal because that's how much the Xbox 360 Arcade costs, $299.
Okay.
But just keep in mind, there's no hard drive. You can still save your games so you don't have to start all the way from the beginning again.
I see.
And it
okay.
saves it up. But if you want to, you know, start downloading stuff from the internet through your Xbox, you're going to have to buy a hard drive, which you can do so at there's different sizes and different amounts. Starting at $129 for a 20 gig hard drive, going up to about $220 for a 120 gigabyte hard drive. But yours will come with a memory unit to save games.
Okay, well, I'll tell his aunt and uncle and they can worry about that.
Yeah, no, it's a great system because don't forget the Xbox does, to me, not only do they have the best games out of all of the systems, but you can also watch movies on it and play music. We just got back from a vacation in the middle of the night on Friday night, and we had our family over for dinner last night, and I popped a CD with photos on it in my Xbox 360, and we all watched it while we were eating dinner. I had a little slideshow playing with music and photos in my Xbox, so it's a great little system. All right, let's go to Michael in Oakville. Michael, you're on News Talk 1010.
Hi, Mark. How are you doing?
Fine, thanks.
Just my tech gadget of the year is definitely Microsoft's Streets and Trips software package, which comes with an external USB connector for your GPS antenna.
That's right.
You can just put on the dash of your car.
Yeah, that's right.
And, you know, I bought mine in the States on a trip to Florida. I paid like $99 at one of the Costco stores down there.
Yeah, I'm glad you did that. I'm glad you did that because you saved money because it's $129 Canadian. And you spent, you know, 99 US, which is like, what, 80-something Canadian? So you got a great deal on it. And yes, not only does it have the software that you put on in your computer, but it comes with that little USB dongle that communicates with satellites above the Earth. And that's another GPS solution. The only downside is that you need to bring your laptop with you in the car to take advantage of that. If you don't want to bring a laptop with you in the car, then you'll need another type of GPS solution. But if you always travel with your laptop, then Microsoft Streets and Trips is a great product. Last caller of the day and the winner of our last prize pack is Maria from Etobicoke. Congratulations, Maria.
Oh, thank you so much, Mark.
Okay, great. Quickly, do you have a question?
Yeah, I'm buying my first computer, a desktop, and a printer. I'd like to know what I should be looking for in a computer and a printer that will print photographs.
It's the best time of the year to buy one, so good for you. Different people have different opinions on computer manufacturers. I'm partial to Dell and HP.
Uh-huh.
But you need to buy what's right for you. The first question I always ask back to somebody when they say they want to buy a computer is, what are you going to use it for? If you are going to use it for high-end computer games and, you know, complicated video editing, then you need something pretty powerful.
I'm just going to, just to have a computer at home.
Yeah. So, Maria, I would just go with a straightforward, make sure it comes with a monitor. Usually they do, a 19-inch monitor.
Mm-hmm.
And you shouldn't have to spend more than $700, $800 maximum with a printer thrown in. So I'll tell you what, my email address is techtalk@cfrb.com. If you need any specifics, You can email me, Maria, techtalk@cfrb.com, and I'd love to help you out. If you need me to email you a link to a good deal online or something like that, I'd be happy to do so, and other listeners as well. All right, coming up next on News Talk 1010, Christina Chernesky, how are you?
I'm fine. I'm also partial to Dell and HP. In fact, I just upgraded my system with the biggest monitor I can afford. It's like the size of that window.
Yeah, and prices have dropped. I use a 22-inch monitor. I love it.
I love it. Yeah. I absolutely love it. And it is a Dell, and I'm completely happy with that new Inspiron. I really am.
Nice.
Anyway, Wills and Estates lawyer Les Kotzer is coming in studio. He's always busy when he comes in, so please call early. We're going to talk about adoption in Ontario, a slight change with the provincial government. We'll talk about banning plastic bags once again and why one major community is doing that. And quickly, we'll talk about why Ottawa police, in the light of all of this controversy with tasers, tasered somebody yesterday.
Nice.
It just kind of makes you think.
Ah, things that make you go, hmm. All right, thank you, Christina. Stay tuned for that. Great show coming up next at 1 p.m. Thank you to Dwayne Bishop and Jill Malbouf for putting this show together. And thanks to all the great callers. And hey, that's the way it goes here on Tech Talk. We'll catch you next week at 12, as always, 12 noon. Stay tuned for Christina Chernesky coming up next on News Talk 1010 CFRB.